Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v terminu za Ereš intervju, v katerem bomo prisluhnili pogovoru z dvema tretjinama tria Mopo, ki ga že dobro desetletje ženejo trije predstavniki mlajše generacije finskih džezarjev. Linda Fredriksson, ki v rokah vihti baritonski in altovski saksofon, pa Eero Tikkanen na kontrabasu in električni baskitari ter Eti Nieminen za bobni. Pogovor je potekal z Lindo in Erom, z njima pa smo se srečali včeraj pred njihovim večernim nastopom na festivalu Druga godba, ki tedni poteka na večjih lokacijah v Ljubljani in Mariboru. O prav posebni priložnosti, svetovni premieri, se jim je na odru kluba Channel Zero pridružil legendarni rojak, finska zvezda avantgarde in inovativnih pristopov v glasbi Jimmy Tenor. Tenorja sicer poznamo po delu v zasedbah Flat Earth Society in po izdajah v sodelovanju s kolosalno založbo Warp in tudi po aktualnejših sodelovanjih s Tonyjem Allenom. Poslušajmo torej pogovor, ki je potekal včeraj pred koncertom v Channel Zero.
The first question for me would be, you were formed in 2009 and I'd like to know a bit about your backgrounds, like where do you come from, do you like have an education in some formal circumstances, or are you like self-taught?
We all studied from Mopo, Eero Tikkanen, Eeti Nieminen and Linda Fredriksson. We all studied in different music schools.
Okay. In Finland or abroad?
In Finland, also few of us did some exchange, short exchange. Mm-hmm. Studies, but mainly in Finland.
Okay, and I'd like to talk to you about the Finnish jazz scene that you like are a part of. Would you say that it's in bloom, or is it in a good condition? Would you say it's in trouble?
I'd say it's in a good condition. It's
like in a revival, sort of like I'd say the London jazz scene, maybe.
There is a great amount of young players and mm-hmm. bands all the time. Going on and the music, yeah, could be more maybe venues to play and okay. But it's and festivals, but there is all the time coming new ones also.
And are you involved in other projects, or is Mopo your main project or the only project?
No, it's I'd say it's a main project, but we all have different
bands.
Yeah,
but are they like even less, how should I put it? Are they like more of a in the traditional jazz scene, or are you like far reaching?
It depends, I guess. Maybe I'm more myself. I'm into free or avant-garde stuff, but I also like to play the traditional sometimes, or I studied the traditional way.
Okay. And what are your influences when creating with Mopo? Do all three of you or four of you like write songs, or is it an improvising process, or how do you do it?
We all compose songs, and we also work together with the material a lot. Mm-hmm. The arranging is a big part of the music, and also we compose together the songs the common songs come often out of jams, mm-hmm. like improvised sessions, and then we find an interesting part and start to work on that.
So you record all your sessions, or
some of them. Yeah,
now we're working on some new material which is more into like we combined the little bit of the acoustic instruments with the drum machines and mm-hmm. and synthesizers. So
what sort of jazz do you create with Mopo? Some media have been calling it futuristic jazz or groove jazz. What do you pursue?
Mm. Back in the days we called it punk jazz.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would call it punk jazz now.
I mean, I'm talking about Maybe like danceable music, more into that, or
yeah, some parts of it it's danceable, yes, for sure. Like some influences from rock and funk music, and where the groove is really heavy, but then again, there is in opposite to that there is some like totally free rhythm
and calm words. So
yeah.
I'd say like we never restricted ourselves of like where the influences can come from. The influences can come from anywhere.
So what do you guys listen to?
Well, that's a lot of different stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
It shows in the music, I think.
Well, yeah, lately I'm Eero Tikkanen, the bass player. I've been listening to some Stockhausen.
Okay.
This really early electronic music.
I've been lately listening to Fever Ray.
But would you agree, like, with the premise that jazz is sort of transforming itself again into more of a like broader audience, contemporary jazz at least? I mean, there's quite a lot of European, especially bands that make this sort of danceable music more close to the masses, if I can say so. Do you also like seek that? Do you like playing in like clubs like Channel Zero more, or like in concert halls where stuff is academic maybe?
I prefer to play like this, like Channel Zero kind of things, but sometimes it's totally different kind of venues, and you play in a different way maybe when there is no bar in the venue, like for example concert house as you mentioned. It's
yeah, the acoustic of the house can kind of it influences a lot in the music, and that's why like concert house that you mentioned is an interesting place to play, because we end up playing really differently then, and it allows kind of totally different things to come up, and that's why it's really fun to go there also. But then I'd say like clubs and bars, for me it feels nice, it's a bit more reachable for many people. Kind of often concert houses can be, the tickets can be really expensive, and it can be kind of exclusive.
Yep.
So that's why it's nice to play in different places.
Yeah, the people that come to the concert, do they differ also? Of course, you mentioned ticket prices. Would you say that accessible venues are more danced out? Are they more, let's say, comfortable, or like, is it a difference in the audience also? Not just the places, but in people that come to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a difference. If you play in a high class jazz festival with really high price tickets, or if you play in a local bar, often there seems to be a difference in the audience.
And do like people dance on at your concerts? How do they look like?
If they like to dance, but they don't have to dance.
I think it's quite rare that people dance in our concert. Yeah, sometimes yes.
Sometimes. But they're free to do that.
Of course.
But no pressure.
How would you like describe your live performance? Is it a special trip? How do you make a concept out of it? Is it a story? I don't know.
Well, every time is different, of course. Okay. And for example, now this time with Jimmy Tenor, it's changes the whole thing, I would say. And it's the music we play today, it's composed by all of us quite equally. I don't know I think it's a trip to the future.
Yes. Or to the very present.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned Jimmy Tenor.
Or them all at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's the best option.
Yeah.
It's a trip to the spot where all the time dimensions meet.
Yeah, the universe.
The continuum. So yeah, you mentioned Jimmy Tenor. He's joined by you on your first common concert. How did that collaboration actually happen? You're both from Finland, but
It started out of we're recording on We Jazz label, and the and Matti Nives, the director of the record company, he suggested that we should maybe do a single together with him, or he could be our guest on this one single we released. And then the organizer of Druga Godba, Bogdan Beniga, yeah, then he got the idea out of that single that maybe we could do a world premiere here in Slovenia. So now we're playing tonight for the first time live.
Yeah,
this stuff.
And are you recording some stuff together onwards, or is it just like a one-time opportunity?
We don't know yet.
Okay. He transforms your band into a two-sax, Tour de Force. How does that like change your concert? I assume that a lot. You conversate probably with him, with the music?
It changes quite a lot.
He also does some electronics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays keyboard also.
And flute, and sings.
Okay, nice. So it does change your
It does. And also it always changes when there is a third or fourth person playing with us. Somehow the whole energy and the speed of things we're doing, it really changes.
Mm. And how about rehearsing? Have you had like enough time to prepare and to rehearse with him?
Yeah,
we had quite a nice rehearsal period.
Okay.
And it felt surprisingly natural to easy to play together.
Yeah, and I found it really inspiring to play with Jimmy Taylor.
Of course, he's a big person.
Yeah. He's made a big career.
Yeah.
Already, so.
And it's inspiring to play with him because he's really doing his own thing.
Mm.
And it really reminded me that that's the only option for me also. I got to do my thing.
And for me, playing him is like a reminder that it's not so too serious to play. He's like doing his thing and enjoying it, and
He talked in the interview he did for our national broadcasting company, he talked about he has a little bit of a problem with counting and time signatures, like adapting to it. Would you say that it's too big of a problem, or he's just like a bit
exaggerating? No, it's not a
problem. I find it really, really natural, and like I think that's the roots of music, or what comes to like a rhythm music, for example, like.
When he doesn't think about signatures, it's easier to play.
I'm not super expert in like Senegal drumming, but I know that in the tradition that they don't count once at all. It's just there is the music going on, and then like I don't know how is it going, but I think Jimmy Tenor is into that kind of thing, and I like it really, really much.
Yeah, I guess he keeps his ears open. He listens a lot to the music and joins when the right moment is.
Yeah.
And that's like feels a really good way to do music, to listen.
Mm.
Sounds a cliche, but that's it.
So, what can we expect from you and Jimmy Tenor tonight? And hopefully this won't be your only common performance.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be this kind of a universal trip.
Yeah.
It's going to be a universal trip.
To the...
On a moped.
On a moped. to the unknown.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks.
Thanks.
We're going to air it tomorrow.
Great.
So, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thanks. Voila.
tokratnem intervjuju smo poslušali pogovor, ki smo ga včeraj opravili z Lindo Fredriksson in Erom Tikanenom, članoma finske zasedbe Mopo, ki je včeraj skupaj s Jimmyjem Tenorjem nastopila na prvem festivalskem večeru 35. festivala Druga godba, ki je trenutno v teku v Ljubljani, sklenil pa se bo v soboto v Mariboru. Drugi koncertni dan festivala je že v teku, danes dogajanje lahko ujamete v Cankarjevem domu. Oddajo je pripravil Dušan Bulajč.
Intervju Radia Študent.